Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That wasn't bad. Let's do it again. My name is Doug, and I love movies. You sound angry about it. This is Doug Loves Movies! I'm high, and I'm in a basement. I am hiding in a basement. I don't know about everybody else. Let me get the script out of this big, beautiful bag that I'm giving away today. It was sent to me by the... is this the correct side? Can you see what it's... Oh, it's got to flip it around. But it's... You know that sensational... I haven't watched it. TV show on... I think it's on HBO Max called Foundation? Or is it just on regular HBO? Anyway, whatever it's on... Foundation sent me this beautiful, beautiful bag. It's probably more valuable and better than pretty much everything else that's in the bag. But I will, show it all to you in a little bit during the first commercial break. It's going to make a loud sound. Well, that wasn't too bad. All right, here we go. We're coming to you once again from... the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home San Diego!
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Oh, boy.
Cuckoo!
He's so excited. Eddie, calm down. Let me introduce you to everybody. I'm excited to be back and get to sit here in front of my illuminated friend, American Comedy Company's mascot, Edward T. Eagle.
Cuckoo!
That catchphrase has really caught on, Eddie. I gotta tell you, man. It's really, people love it. They love to cuckoo at me on the street from time to time, and that gets confusing.
That warms my feathers.
What's that?
That warms my feathers.
Okay, I guess that's better than warming your cockles. I've never understood
cockles!
That expression. Oh, no, now that's what you should say next time. If there ever is a next time.
That there will be.
That warms my cockles.
Cockles!
Oh, that's gonna, that we gotta hashtag that. That's really going to catch on. But how have you been, Eddie?
I've been good, Doc. How about you?
Oh, you know, just getting back out on the road, doing Doug Loves Movies for audiences. We did one here, oh gosh, in September, I think it was.
I know.
And you were one of the only people that got to hear it, unfortunately. We had sound troubles, but we're not having sound troubles today.
No, I gave a good talking to everybody.
I was just going to say, I assume, because I don't, I find out later if there were sound troubles.
We're good,
But if you're listening to this, then it worked. If you're not listening to this, you're not listening to this. And you all that came here today get to see experience something that no one else will. So, fingers crossed.
And claws.
You really do make it all about yourself, don't you, Eddie?
I'm just excited to be back talking to you.
Yeah, do the other comedians like it when you talk during the show?
No, sometimes they lean on me, and then other times they ignore I'm here, and I'm like, look at me!
Yeah, you have a real look at me pose going on.
I know.
There. Really like...
It's just good to be back, Greg. I've got a job as a part-time falconer during the pandemic.
You would catch and raise falcons?
No, I would kill falcons while they were doing shows for other people.
That's not what a falconer does, I don't think.
That's how I do it.
Okay. You put a nice new twist on falconry.
Yep.
Do you mind if I do some plugs? Some Doug plugs?
Plug away, brother.
Why am I looking over there? I'm doing stand-up in St. Louis next Friday at, you'll love this name, Eddie, the Flyover Comedy Festival. Yeah, wouldn't you love
to
fly over? Yeah, that sounds great for you. And then next Saturday, I'm doing stand-up at Warehouse Live in Houston, Texas. At 420. 12 Guests of Christmas returns to the Gramercy Theater
never
in New York.
Never been on it!
Okay, well, Eddie, you're
12 seats, you're not never one for
be, Eddie, you're here in California. I don't know how to get you to
I'll
New
be
York.
There.
You're bolted to the stage.
Well, like, somebody could bring me. I once dated a girl from the steakhouse across the street. Her name was Cindy, and she was a bus girl, and she got fired for doing blow with two of the waiters in the front entryway. But back then, she would have taken me anywhere I could call her.
Is her front entryway a euphemism?
Oh, caca!
Hey! What was I talking about? Oh, 12 Guests of Christmas. Yeah, okay, if you can make it out to New York, Eddie.
All right, I'll let you know.
You can be on there. I never talk to you except for when I'm sitting here on stage, but okay, we'll figure it out, I guess. Okay. It's like trying to get Bill Murray to come do something. He just shows up somehow.
At weddings.
With very little conversation about it. 12 Guests of Christmas, New York City, November 28th. All of my dates and deets and links can be found at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's
DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Caw-caw! Caw-caw!
We're not adding another caw-caw to the end of that. But that was very well done. I'm especially surprised considering how This Is Doug Loves Movies seemed to throw you a little bit. But the real intricate one, everybody knows perfectly. Just the next person that you see that doesn't listen to this show, just say that whole thing to them. And then say, don't worry about it. It's just between me and some other very special people. It's like we have our own language. Sounds like someone's on fire.
I thought somebody ordered fajitas.
I think you're right, Eddie. I think that's what happened.
It's a goddamn Chili's too. operating back there?
It's just the kitchen. They have delicious food here.
They do.
I've been enjoying the pretzel nugget bites. And feel free, Eddie, by the way, and clearly you already are, to chime in at any point during the show today.
I'm going
to
win.
No, you're not going to actually be one of the contestants.
I've already won.
I just meant that if you had something to say about what was going on.
Caw-caw, caw-caw.
Exactly. Something like that would be perfect. Perfect little pick-me-up if there's a lull. I've got two great guests today, but what we need to do now is pick a third guest from the staff of this club or the audience. I didn't tell the staff that they could be a guest, so I probably shouldn't say that, but that would be hilarious if we just brought somebody who's trying to serve people and then they don't get their shit for the entire show. Sorry.
If Cindy's available.
What?
Cindy, the girl who got fired for doing blow with two waiters in the entryway of the steak restaurant across the street. I guarantee she's free.
No, that's all right. That's cool. I'd like it to be, you know, someone who listens to the shows, familiar with the games, paid to come see it today, which I appreciate. So let's see if there's even enough people out there to warrant a search or a contest of some kind. So first of all, who bought name tags? Do we have any? I see some posters out there. Oh yeah, we got some good ones. Whoa, what's that doll doing back there? It's like, I love what?
Donna of the Dead.
Oh, it's Donna of the Dead? And your name is Don?
Yeah.
Okay. People named Donald are pissed about it. Can of Bill, I love that. Holocaust. House of Carls, that's a TV show, first of all, Carl. Second of all, good job. Independence David, Jarabri Park, very nice. Nicole's, she took the poster for Holes. Made that work.
You keep digging.
Okay, now continue to hold up your name tag if you would like me to invite you up on stage to participate in the show today. Yeah, you'd have to play all the games. See, that really narrowed it down.
Yeah, usually you guys are pretty confident from your seats.
No, they know. They know what's going to happen if they get up here. They're going to have to deal with a stupid eagle talking at them the whole show.
How dare you?
No. One of the other guests is a stupid eagle. Oh, okay. You're an awesome eagle.
Caw-caw, caw-caw.
All right, so did that guy rescind or are you still in? Do you want to be a guest?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, keep holding your thing up. I'm so demanding. No, you can put it down.
Put it back up. Put it up. Put it up.
Yeah, put it up. Put it up. What's your name?
Anthony.
Okay, it's going to be Anthony versus David versus Nicole to determine which one of you gets to be up here on stage with my other guests. Let's go to Donna in the back. Donna the Dead, could you tell me your favorite actor? What's the name of your favorite actor?
Say Ray Liotta, goddammit!
You get to use. Do not listen to him. You could say whatever name you want to say. H. John Benjamin.
Well,
did I say you could say any name you wanted to say?
This is what you get when you don't say Ray Liotta.
We do love Bob's Burgers very much here at Doug Loves Movies. But and we also love his Arby's commercials because you know why, Eddie?
Why?
They have the meats.
Oh, that was good. That was great.
Yeah, that wasn't even him. I think that's Ving Rhames that says that part. I think H. John kicked him to the curb, but for a while he'd stand there and go, look at all these meats. All right, so anyway, try again, Donna. Like a movie star. Clint Eastwood, boom.
Ka-ka.
Nailed it. Nailed it. All right, so I forgot the first guy's name already.
Anthony.
Okay, Anthony. Okay, Anthony. And he makes me giggle. Anthony and David and then Nicole will go in that order. And we'll start with Anthony. And whoever can name the most Clint Eastwood movies, I'll even allow ones he directed and ones that you tricked me into thinking that he had something to do with, because it's going to be a speed game. We're not going to take a lot of time with it. Anthony's looking at me like he's already fucked.
Come on, Anthony.
Come on, you can do it. Eddie has faith in you. Start us off. Clint Eastwood movie, Anthony only, please.
Cry Macho,
not everyone you know, just you only have to name one, and you're still in it. And I hope David didn't hear that next one that you said, but I heard it, so I bet you David did. David, you want to take that one, or would you like to choose one of your own? He's going to take that one. All right. So also, I have to repeat what you're saying so the listeners can hear. So what was the first one you said?
Cry Macho.
No, the before that? Yeah. Okay. You said Gran Torino and Cry Macho, and then David took one of those. And then, Nicole, your turn.
American Sniper.
He directed that. Anthony?
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Spaghetti Western. David?
The Mule.
Sequel to Gran Torino. New day, same old asshole. Nicole.
Million Dollar Baby.
Academy Award winning film. Anthony.
In the Line of Fire
with Johnny Malkovich. David.
Sully.
Sully, land that plane. Nicole. Nicole's out.
No, I'm out. It's technically a movie he directed.
Okay, Nicole's still in, according to Eddie. Anthony. Yeah, it's tough, right? This is good training for what's going to happen when you get up here. You out? He's out. David? Yeah, you got to say another one. You can't just coast into the wind. We can't have a tie because then we'll have to, you guys will have to arm wrestle or some shit. Fistful of Dollars, yes, that's correct. And then for a few dollars more,
okay.
Which is hilarious. All the doll hair movies. All right, so congratulations, David. You lasted the longest. I didn't want to say it. I was really hoping Nicole would be our winner, but, you know, you won fair and square, David. So when I announce everybody, what's your last name, David?
Sanborn.
Yep.
Like, what's your social security number, David?
We're waiting. check this out. I got a light up pen.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready for this. I came. I know what the assignment is. All right, Sanborn, David, is who I'm about to introduce. So just hop up here, David, and just walk around this thing over here, and come through this way, and you know, take whatever seat you want, along with my other guests. Is everybody ready?
Coo-coo!
Oh shit, Eddie's ready.
Ready Eddie.
So let's, Ready Eddie is here. So let's give it up everybody for Frank Castillo, David Sanborn, and Dan Van Kirk. Oh, look at them, all those fellas. Let's meet them individually and alphabetically. This worked out beautifully. Starting with, we just both discovered after knowing each other and doing shows with each other that this is his first time on Doug Loves Movies. We both thought he might have done it in the past, but we were both wrong. It's Frank Castillo, everybody.
Hey! Stoked to be here, yeah.
It's great to have you. Thanks for driving down from Los Angeles. And good luck getting back. Right? Because you're going to have some fun while you're here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hang out, catch the late shows, and then probably get a nice burrito somewhere in San Diego.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can do that here for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I came mostly for the burritos. And to smoke weed with you, but definitely
the burritos. Hey, there you go. Now we're talking. I was like, is he holding out on me? Does he not have anything for me? No, but he's good. And you don't have like a beverage or anything with you?
No.
Long-ass show, dude. You sure you're not going to want something to drink at some point? I put a little stool out for you to put your drink on if you want to.
All right, you're right.
You want to go grab one?
Grab a Coke real quick. I can tell I'm going to get cotton mouth in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, grab your drink. Also, there's something I want to tell everybody about you that I don't want you to hear. That's not true. I just wanted to talk to our next guest while Frank gets a beverage. Also, did you bring your drink up with you?
I did, yes.
Oh, perfect. There's a little thing next to you on your left there where you can put your drink. Yeah, I'm a courteous host.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, very. And that's David Sanborn, everybody.
David! Yeah, David!
Another first-time guest on the show. Must be eating Eddie alive to have all these first timers just trotted out right there.
You better prove it.
Right there in front of Eddie. Yeah, Eddie's going to be mad if you guys aren't good at this. But how long have you been listening to the show, David? Or do you listen, I guess I should ask.
I do listen. it's at least 4 years.
Okay. I like it.
I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
That's nice. That's a good amount of the, that's a good chunk out of the 15.
Well.
15 years.
Has it been 15
years?
Yeah,
can you believe that shit?
Yeah.
I can't.
I just mean it's impressive and awesome.
Oh, so, thanks. Yes. All right.
I can't believe you've been crushing it for 15 years.
Crushing it.
Yes.
Yeah. And we got two first timers. We'll see what happens with it. What do you do for a living, David Sanborn?
Well, I guess... a trophy husband? Let's go with that.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What? Oh, fucking yeah. That's great.
That's great.
Say this shit with your chest, dog.
Get yourself a fucking empowered woman, motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, she got third place, but like, you know, it's a trophy.
Yeah. Is she, that's her, right? Sitting right there?
Well, yeah, that's her.
Okay,
yeah.
I was just going to make sure that before I said anything, but I mean, you know... You're a very lucky trophy husband, I'd say.
Incredibly.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I was expecting to look over there and just be, you know, keep my mouth shut.
No.
You're like, yeah, he's right. No, he's the best of those two. He definitely wins that competition.
Can I say this to you're his wife? Can I say this on behalf of his parents? Thanks for taking care of him. Thank you. We didn't know. For a long time, we were like, who knows what's going to happen? And then you solved everything. Thank you.
It's great because it's like behind every like happy man is a more successful woman that steps on his Lego collection.
And just goes, babe, again?
Oh, man. What do you say that he does for a living if anybody asks?
Perfect.
Let me just repeat that for the listeners. Whatever she tells him to. That is a good trophy husband. But maybe not trophy, but maybe like I don't know, like a knick-knack.
Sure.
A participation medal.
A knick-knack husband. Hilarious.
I'm a tchotchke husband. Whatever you would find in a TGI Fridays, that's the level of husband I am.
I'm an appetizer husband.
Sure.
She's just gearing up for the real thing. Look out when a real trophy comes along, buddy. We're just joking around. They're both beautiful individuals, and happy to have you here. And our third guest... already downing Tito's and soda like it was
I'm running
Saturday
America.
Afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's Daniel Van Kirk, everybody.
Hi, friends. Hello, friends.
Thanks for being here. Now back to David. Listen, David.
David, did you have a cocktail at your table?
It's mostly gone. It's just
do you want another one? Because no. I'll cover it and the club will pay for it.
No, that's okay. I'll stick
you with... You don't want a cocktail at all?
I'm competing now, so okay. I got to be on with this.
For the listeners at home, David is stretching. He's in a full squat.
Sanborn Stays Sharp is one of my favorite jazz albums. Yeah. All right, so...
I love that you have a Game of Thrones last name, by the way. That's pretty fucking dope.
Oh, it is?
Sanborn? That's totally a Game
absolutely.
Of Thrones.
Is it House Sanborn?
Yeah.
Kidding me? Come on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it feels like it.
Oh, I see. I see what's happening.
Yeah.
I like Springsteen House.
What appearance do you think this is for me? Because I've only been on the show for like 2 years.
What?
Me? I.
Oh, right. When? How long has Dan Van Kirk been on the show?
Like, what appearance do you think this is for me? Do you think we're at 100?
No way.
Do you think we're at 30?
No way.
Someone knows. They're not here today.
They don't know.
Is there
somebody?
Nobody
needs to know.
There's people who keep an entire compendium of records and wins and losses and how many times Sam Levine explained why he should have won.
Every time.
It's true.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes those statistics tend to be, like, not only hard to find, but then also not really what you're asking.
For, you know what I mean?
It's a very specific thing you're asking about. That I don't know if I could figure it out.
If someone made me guess a number, I would say 43 times. If someone made me guess, and I bet you I'm low.
Okay.
Because do you count every UCB when I was in the audience?
If you type Dan Van Kirk, Douglas Movies into a search engine, you think 43 episodes are going to come
up.
Well,
it won't because, well, you know why. But...
You know oh, is why. It because we're a shadow band? Wait, what happened?
Yeah. Dude, we're fucking shadow band, dude. No, I bet it's 43 or up.
All right.
That was welcome fun. Back to that Doug Love
fun.
Stats.
That was fun, yeah.
Doug Love Stats.
Yeah, how does that, I can't believe Eddie just sat there quietly during all of that with nothing to add.
I love stats.
Clearly. Oh, all right. So we've met all the contestants. And now it's time to take a quick trip to Recommendation Nation. Mm-hmm. That's where each of you, we'll start with you, Dan.
Okay.
Each of you recommends a movie.
Yes.
For whatever reasons you want. You know, whatever drives you to recommend a movie.
Okay. I'm sure it's been done because it's so recent.
It comes up a lot. I mean, the same movies.
Yeah. I'm recommending Dune.
Dune?
Dune.
New Dune.
New Dune.
New
Twilight, a new Dune.
New, you can still catch it for a week or so on HBO Max.
But don't. Catch it big.
Or get it on that big screen. Mm-hmm. The more space dust, the better.
Yeah. You watched it?
Yeah.
And?
No.
No. Can I say I love...
No amount of weed could get me... I mean, I watched the whole thing, and even, you know, I had to, like, sign an affidavit or something afterwards because, you know, people love to, the criticism people love to have is when you say you didn't like something, that, well, did you watch the whole thing?
Of course you watched
you
the
know?
Whole thing.
I did.
Otherwise, you would have said, didn't even finish it, don't like it. You would have given that context.
I might have said that, but I try not to say that about movies because you never know.
Well, that Villeneuve, how do I say his last name?
Denis Villeneuve.
Yes.
Villeneuve.
I love Blade Runner 2049 so much. I will put it on sometimes
too.
Just on. Like, yeah. No sound. Just mm-hmm. like
oh, well, that, and, you and know, it's
beautiful.
Probably what it's made for.
No, it's cool. I love that too. And so I think the his pacing and his tone, obviously, I enjoy.
Yeah.
So if somebody was like, I really didn't like Blade Runner 2049, I was like, well, I don't know if you should see Dune. But mm-hmm. if somebody told me they loved it, I'd be like, go see Dune. You'll get more of that vibe and that pace. I love it. I love it. But I wouldn't...
Arrival? Do you like Arrival?
I do like Arrival. Yes. Yeah. Do you like Arrival?
I find all of that stuff to be not for me.
Okay. What was the name?
Yeah, Dune. And the thing about Dune is I even knew what was going on because I saw the David Lynch one a million times.
Sure.
Because when it came out, I was too young to know any better. I was just... like going to see this movie that was, you know, it was a big hit, even though a lot of people hated it.
Right.
And I even went back now and watched old Dune,
Sting Dune
after new Dune. Just like for a few seconds, I thought, oh, I'll just watch it for a minute or two, see how different the vibe is.
Yeah.
And they're practically the same movie.
Really? I've never seen old Dune.
I mean, they're really similar. I mean, I don't know. It's just different cinematography and actors, obviously.
Yeah.
But just, and maybe less wooden in this one. Like, David Lynch didn't mind people sounding like they didn't know what the fuck they were saying.
He never does.
You know what I mean? Like, I have to go find Atreides and get the melange. Spice his life. You know, it's just sort of like, was he making a statement that, like, you know, spice is making everybody stupid? Was Dune David Lynch's Idiocracy?
We're almost there.
I think it might have been. Anyway.
Anyway.
That's your recommendation is New Dune.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Doom.
That's great. Did you make that up?
Yeah, I just did.
Wonderful. Because if you would have been like, oh no, you haven't seen that meme, that's how good it was. I would that it was like a popular thing I've missed out on, that somebody took Law and Order.
I'm mad if I go online and someone's like, I was at the show and now I made it. You guys all have 30 minutes to make that meme.
David Sanborn.
Yes.
Would you recommend a movie, please?
I guess I'll go real highbrow since someone else did. And I'm going to do Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Oh.
I watched it again recently, and all the time
You're
as a
house
kid.
Husband.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I was like 11 o'clock on a Thursday. I got high, and I watched Looney Tunes Back in Action. It was great.
What it really was?
Yeah, Joe Dante directs it.
Well,
so
I'm
it's,
in.
You know,
I've never seen it, but
Brendan Fraser, you know.
Yeah. I'm doubling.
I love Brendan Fraser.
It's great. He's charming. So is Bugs Bunny.
They're both
charming.
Yeah. Steve Martin is the bad guy.
He's crazy. So is Daffy Duck. Yeah. It's great.
It's worth a watch. It's worth a watch. It's no Space Jam 2, but it's worth a look.
Did you watch Space Jam 2?
No.
Of course you didn't.
It's better than Space Jam 2.
You could, okay, you might know the answer. You probably know the answer, Doug. Of the three of us, what year do you think Looney Tunes Back in Action came out?
Ooh,
95.
53. See, I have no idea either. I would say like 2002.
I think it's 2004.
Ooh. Oh, I have no context. I don't even remember it existed. You could have made this up, and I'm still like, wait, Brendan.
50% did make that up.
I think it
is 2004.
But it feels early mid ops.
Yeah.
Okay. I was in eighth grade.
I watched it a lot as a kid, so I was.
It's from
nine.
When Jenna Elfman was in movies.
So yeah, 2004. Yes.
Okay.
That would check out.
Yeah. She's just. That might have been her last one.
No.
Ben Stiller one. Anyway. Right? Keeping the Faith?
Yes.
Her and Ben Stiller and what's his name? Ed Norton in a love triangle. One's a priest, one's a rabbi, and the third is a woman who's out of her fucking mind. Like, why is she flirting with those dorks?
I didn't like that movie.
Oh, no. What? Eddie didn't like it? Why not, Eddie?
I just thought it was pandemic.
What?
Pandemic. I thought it was damn pandemic.
I don't think you know what you're saying, Eddie. Have you been drinking?
I know what I'm saying.
Frank, recommend one movie.
Finch. I watched the new...
Oh my God.
With Tom Hanks.
Out of the oven.
Oh, man. I do want to say that Tom Hanks, I think, can make me cry in every movie he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I cried at 12:30
The Man with One Red Shoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. It was great.
Really?
Yeah.
He's recommending it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you're right. You are.
Yeah, I'm not going to recommend a bad movie.
I wanted
movie.
To know the, like, gumshoe mind.
Oh, if you feel like crying, definitely watch that movie.
Okay.
is everyone comfortable crying during movies?
It's like Turner and Hooch, but
it's like,
just Finch.
Yeah, it's
he's
like...
He's Finch?
Yeah, he's Finch.
Tom Hanks is Finch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it?
No, I don't want to like ruin the movie, but it is
a dog. It's a Finch and a dog.
A dog, robots. It's got everything, man. Yeah.
I mean, those are great things.
And I don't give it away because some people don't want to know, mm-hmm. right? But that movie reminded me of that thing you used to say where like they should have to tell you, and don't give it away.
If you're going
to cry.
They
should have to tell you if an animal dies in this movie or not. You should have to know going in. Remember when you used to be on that thing? You're like, just let me know before I go in. Am I going to have to see a dog?
I might have said that. Like,
Marley
I might have been drinking
fucked
or something.
Me up. I was not prepared for that. I drove home in tears.
Marley and me?
Yeah, I've never had a dog, and I have, like, father issues, you know what I mean? So, yeah. like, yeah. anything with, like, a dog or, like, a dad that cares about his son yeah. is just fucking gets me every time.
You should see Frequency.
I have seen Frequency, and that
how
shit
often? How often?
Makes me cry. Whenever I miss my dad, I'm like, I'm gonna watch Frequency.
Oh. So a lot. You frequently.
Yeah, I frequently watch Frequency.
That was good.
All right, so Finch. Is it Finch with an exclamation point or just?
It's just Finch.
I'm kind of wishing it was. Just, Finch! I mean, it really, you're right about the dogs and the robots and Tom Hanks, but I still worry a little bit about Tom Hanks movies.
Why?
You know, I haven't. He likes war too much.
He wants to
be
stories.
In space. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's kind of in like full dad mode now, right?
Yeah,
like, he's like all dad movies
dad,
all the time.
Dad, yeah. Like you know, so he's not making movies for me anymore.
Right.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
But when he did a couple outside the Tom Hanks line stuff, like...
What would you think? What are outside Tom
what's
Hanks?
What's that? Wachowski's, and he was like a futuristic... Oh, yeah.
Cloud Atlas.
Yeah. What is it?
Cloud Atlas.
Cloud mm-hmm. Atlas. But everybody was like, no. We don't want this. So he's like, all right, I'll just keep doing what you...
Well, they didn't want Cloud Atlas. The movie's crazy.
People said they found it jarring
he
to see
plays
him.
A character like with a Cockney accent.
I know.
I cried during that
movie.
It's
like, that's fucking Tom Hanks.
He did?
Yeah.
It's got good parts. Yeah. It's got really good parts. It's long.
Once I saw he had a Cockney accent, I was like, ugh, I gotta finish this movie.
It's long and strange, and every actor in it plays other races and sexes, so it's you know, what they would label as problematic today, I guess. Mm-hmm. But super weird then. You yeah. know, Hugh Grant with Asian makeup. No, thank you.
Oh, no, I definitely got to watch this movie.
Well, they show you at the end. It's a funny, like, reveal. They say, like, Halle Berry, and they show you all the characters she played, and you're like, that white woman was Halle Berry? It's like every one of them play other races. It's weird. It's a
I'm kind of into it, Doc.
Yeah, it's a fun puzzle. It's a long movie. You got to sit there for, you know, 3 hours to get to the thing at the end where they reveal what they play. I'd say watch the end first.
Yeah.
And then go back and watch the movie, already knowing who everybody is. It's like when you're watching an animated movie and it drives you too crazy who's doing a voice.
Yes.
Like, that's all you can think about.
Yes.
And sometimes it pops into your head, but other times you have to just go look it up or you just go crazy. Mm-hmm. These are great recommendations. I don't know what could possibly win in a competition, all of them up against each other, because it's three very different things. So thanks for that. And let's go to our first commercial break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
Yeah.
During the break, we talked about the prize bag and that I have this little biography of Dr. Fauci that I'm giving away. And what'd you say about that, Dan?
Oh, the book
it's
itself.
It's a small book.
Yeah, it's smaller than Chicken Soup for the College Soul. It's also pretty fucked up that the title of his book is I Don't Know, I'm Winging It.
Yeah, like I said, it's just sort of like, is it maybe his story's not over yet. Maybe it's a little soon for...
He doesn't have a mask on the back page? What an asshole.
Yeah, also, the front page and the back page is such a short book. They're not that far apart.
There's a blurb. This book made me cry, Frank Castillo. That is so...
No, how did Frank get a... Dude. Why would they get a comedian to do a blurb?
That's a great blurb for you.
Frank Castillo got a blurb. That is like that should go on your resume that you blurbed Fauci. All right, so we determined that there are some cool name tags in the audience, but David's going to play for his beloved Abby, and then we also got Cannibal Holocaust is who Frank is playing for. Mm-hmm. And Daniel's playing for Nicole's that we spoke to earlier, and she didn't know enough Clint Eastwood movies, which is never a bad thing. That's not a bad thing.
I would have helped her.
Which okay, was on one of those, what was that, the Housewives of Carmel or something? Like, he was on one of those shows where...
He was?
Yeah.
Was he mayor of Carmel?
He didn't show up much in the reality show. It was more about the rest of his family. Yeah. And when he did show up, he didn't seem to be too into it. You just see him over in the corner talking to a piece of furniture.
You've been here long.
I feel like he'd love those because it's just one shot and then out. And that's...
Yeah, right? There's no take two. That's a good fucking joke, David.
David just made a joke.
By the way, believe
Clint,
it?
Clint David's wants been, to move.
David's been cracking jokes since he got here.
Dude, do them on mic. That was a great joke. I'm 100% with you right now.
I thought he said it on mic.
I know he did, but that, I was playing along that Frank was like, he's just been saying jokes off mic the whole show. That's a good joke.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
His wife's like, do not give him any ideas.
Dude, you've got the time.
We're already here on Saturday in the afternoon.
get a tight five. We'll let you open. Justin, this kid tonight. I know Jeff. I'll tell him, fuck it. You're out, David. Oh, man.
I'm already getting bumped on guest spots.
No, you're in. You're in. You're opening for David. I'm so fucking proud of you. You have no idea. That was a good joke. Fuck, that was good. Levels, dude.
So for anybody listening that wonders about the prize bag stuff that we talked about during the break, I make videos of all the prizes and put them on my Instagram at You Don't Know Doug. But also, I guess I should put them on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a good place for it. Anyway, I'll do that moving forward. But our first game today is the OG OCB game, which probably doesn't mean much to any of my guests. But we've had two different games called the OCB game, and this is the first one.
Okay.
And this is how it goes. It's going to start, we're going alphabetically, like we often do at the beginning. We're going to start with Frank, and then we're going to go to David, and then to Dan. Frank, I'm going to name an actor or actress. And then you're going to tell me how many movies you think you can name that person is in, how many you can name in 60 seconds, which is longer than you'd think it is, but then also not that long. It's kind of surprising. Everybody either has too much time left or the opposite of that. Then our next player, David, will have the opportunity to bid that he can name more movies, and he can say a number. And it moves on to Dan around like that until somebody challenges the person ahead of them to do that. And then if they do it and succeed, they get the point. If they fail, the challenger gets the point.
Fair enough.
Awesome.
Fair enough. Yeah. And, you know, I try not to use the most famous, you know, not the biggest movie star names, but also not people that everybody's like, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
But, of course... There might be some of that here, and unfortunately, you'll just have to try to bluff. Yeah.
The listeners, these nice folks over here, they know that people never bluff in this game. And they just immediately blurt out, I have no idea who that is. I don't know how many movies they've... I can't name any movies they've been in. But we'll see how this goes today with you, Frank. How many Emma Stone motion pictures, films that feature in any sized role, Emma Stone, how many do you think you can name in 60 seconds?
Six.
That is a strong opening bid. I feel like you could name six, but what does David think about that?
Seven.
Whoa, somebody came to play! Daniel Van Kirk, can you name more than seven Emma Stone jizzoints?
Oh, man.
Challenger.
Okay, hold on, Eddie.
Challenge.
Okay, hold on. I think I'm going to challenge him.
Oh, shit.
That's interesting that you're just capitulating to Eddie's desires, but that's cool. It's still your decision.
It feels like the right call.
That means that our new friend has to name, how many did you say, 20?
Seven?
Seven.
Teen?
Seven. Seven Emma Stone movies.
Dude, your wife just left. For the listener at home, she left.
He was like, of course I know seven. She kind of looks like Emma Stone.
Okay, and just pause in between each one you say so I can say what number we're on. Keep track.
Until you
get to seven.
Are you a redhead? Yes. Yeah, you definitely got seven, Doc. I believe in you.
I don't know.
You want me to count it out?
No, I'll do it. I got it.
I'll do it.
Okay,
I got it,
Eddie.
I'm on it.
I need to practice for when you're not here, Eddie.
I need to practice too.
For why?
I'm not good at counting.
Oh, well then I definitely don't need your help if you're not even good
at
it.
You got it.
Why
my help.
Did you volunteer if you're going to be bad at it?
I don't know.
All right, here we go. We'll do it together, Eddie, so okay. We can make sure we get it right.
All right.
All right, David, seven Emma Stone movies. Your time starts now.
Zombieland.
One.
What?
Zombieland 2, Double Tap.
Two.
Two.
La La Land.
Three.
Three.
Easy A.
Four.
Four.
Superbad.
Five.
Five.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Six.
Seven. Six.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
What's that? Does that have more words? I think that has more words in the title. Is there another Emma Stone you could say?
Aloha.
Oh, you don't have to leave. You're welcome to stay. He did it, everybody!
Seven
Emma Stones. Holy shit. David, coming out of the box, throwing stones. Seven of them, and of course she's got a few other ones. So that was very well done.
I don't know if this is a spoiler for the Amazing Spider-Man movies, but does she die in one or two?
How dare you!
I don't know if anyone's watching those anymore, but
well, people are still watching the fucking Looney Tunes movie from 2004. So I'm going to assume someone out there is very upset with you right now.
They had a solid 3 seconds to pause it when I said the word spoiler. It's a whole, culture.
Guy tells one good joke, and now he's over here just swinging himself around.
No, I'm with him. Just fast forward right when someone says spoiler. Just jump to the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
You don't want to take any chances. Good job.
Do you know the answer to this question? I have no idea.
What question?
Does the girl from Easy A die in the Spider-Man movie?
Oh.
Well, I know she does. I just don't know if it's one or two.
If she dies in Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, it must just be the second one because there were only two.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Was she a Birdman?
I know they're talking about bringing every one of them, everybody that's ever been in a Spider-Man back, but maybe they can't do it with her because maybe...
She's
maybe,
dead.
Maybe she's dead, yeah. Weird. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I mean, Spider-Man's just gotten too confusing for me. I'm just like, I recognize the suit, and I like when he jumps around and stuff. But
Dude, that's your blurb you know for the movie.
Yeah.
Doug Benson. I recognize his suit and I like when he jumps around and stuff. Get over here, kids. We're leaving.
I just can't. I can't reboot every 10 years, you know? Like, I've, you know, which I guess it's cool that what's Doc Octopus is played by
Alfred
Molina is my favorite villain, one of my favorite villains of all movies. So I guess I should be grateful he's coming back, but it's confusing.
Yeah. And also, didn't he die? No.
He was probably just dispatched in a way where he could have survived it because he's, you know, he's got eight arms.
Mm-hmm.
probably work something out. But actually, no. I mean, he really, like, the train just smashes him and fire. Or is that Green Goblin? I'm so confused.
Now. I am too.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, stop making things over again. Just keep moving forward. Like, you know what I mean? I want to see a geriatric Spider-Man. It's not Menudo. You don't need to replace every time they start looking like an adult. All right. Like I said, David's winning this thing, but these other fellas still have a chance. And this next round, we'll start with Frank, then we'll go to Dan, and then we'll go to David.
Mm-hmm.
And this next actor, I've really come around on this guy. I used to not like him for reasons I can't even put my finger on. And now I think he's one of the best. Ethan Hawke.
Oh, ooh. So good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, you know, he's been doing it since he was a kid. Maybe I just didn't like his kid movies, you know, as much as the things he's been doing lately. I will probably name some of them, but I've really liked it. How many?
Me?
Frank, yeah.
Damn it. four.
Four.
Yeah, I think I can do four Ethan Hawke movies.
Okay. And we'll move to Dan.
I can do five.
Okay.
Ish.
Yeah, I like when anybody adds one. It's a great strategy.
I'm going to challenge you.
Oh, no.
I fucking punked you, bro. I fucking you, dude. Oh, dude. What if I was that guy?
I think you are that guy, though. You can name, five Ethan Hawke movies,
I'm
right?
I'm not that guy, dude.
Well, you can name five Ethan Hawke movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready?
She can't pretend to be that I fucking tricked you, dude, when you just tricked the dude.
I said ish, which made him wonder, could he do it? The answer is C.
Your time starts now.
Okay. Let's go with The Purge.
That's number one.
What?
I didn't care for that movie.
Really?
I'm just eating into your time.
I know you are. Let's go with... let's...
Yeah, you got four more to go, and you only have 15 seconds.
Let's go with Training Day.
Okay, that's two.
Two! Let's go... Let's go with Boyhood.
Yeah, let's go with it.
Yeah.
Three.
Let's go with Before Sunrise.
Three and four.
Let's go...
Just one more, man.
With...
It's a fucking trilogy. What's wrong with you?
Before Sunset.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You did it! Yay!
I really was hung up because I couldn't think of the third. What is the third?
Third what? Oh, because it's so confusing. Two of them are befores and one of them's
after? After midnight or after
before
something?
Before sunset, before...
Afternoon.
It's like a fucking...
Before,
it's like the movies are the rules for Mogwais.
Before breakfast. I get them mixed up every time, but there's three of them and they, you know, all sound the same. But
you made me feel
a
so
little
much better
bit different.
I was like, how can I not remember the fucking third? But now I feel normal about it.
Yeah. No, it's nobody knows it.
Wasn't he in some Shakespeare movie?
Was he in Dangerous Liaisons?
Mm.
No. That was Malkovich and Uma and...
Wasn't like Keanu in that or somebody?
Yes, Keanu was not.
Anyway. We got more.
Yep.
We got more because we got a hot match going because both David and Dan... The two D's are on the board.
Dan and Dave.
Yeah.
Frank, it's time to stop effing around.
Oh, that was a great joke.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we have a joke monitor here today.
Dude, I give it up.
All right, so Frank, you got to start again, and then it's going to go to David and then to Dan. And great actress, tons of credits, might be before your time, Sally Field.
Can I challenge myself?
Yeah, you could challenge yourself.
Sally
Just think
Fields?
About all the great movies that Gidget.
Oh, Sally Fields.
Flying Nun.
Or Field.
People, two.
People like to say Fields. I think that's a hell of an opening bid, because anything could happen between that bid and when it gets back to you. David certainly seems like he would be able to come up with more than two Sally Field movies.
Oh yeah, three.
He's going three, Dan. Oh, are you going to trick him again?
How dare you? I will go with five.
Whoa. Frank, I feel like we all know what's going to happen now.
I'm going to go with seven.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's my fucking boy.
Tricked you guys this whole time. My grandmother loves Sally Fields.
It's Field.
Damn it.
Dude, I love that twist.
what a fucking twist.
We're a fucking Shyamalan movie up here.
Yeah, this is going to be... This is getting ugly, because... David, do you think you can do more than seven?
Are you sandbagging two?
Sally Field movies. The Flying Nun, of course, from television.
And I'm going to challenge him.
Fuck!
Oh... It's such a bold bid, but I had a feeling that that you were Bluffy the Vampire.
I believed in you.
I don't know Sally Field movies.
Really?
Yeah, I can't tell you what race she is.
Oh, well, you should.
I'm going to guess a white woman, right? All right, cool. Was she the original Mary Poppins?
I'll tell you.
Yes. Yes, she was.
This is how bad I don't know. Is I will just guess.
Oh, wait, you're still going to guess?
No.
Dude, you do know so many Sally Field.
Oh, do I? Yes. Am I going to be so upset when I finally...
No, a couple, you'll be like, oh, fuck, that chick?
Yeah. Was she in, like... She in, like, Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh,
Drop the mic. Oh, you're doing the Chappelle slap. He did a Chappelle slap. That's how confident
he
felt.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, I know one.
Wait, so you're not going to... There's no other... Didn't that help you to write?
Can you just picture
that lady in another scenario?
I know, but...
Her husband isn't her maid.
I was thinking that, and you said it. So if you want, I'll try it. We'll do, like, opening scene Ghostbusters shit.
All right.
I'll try again. Ready? All right. Dude, you got this. Yeah,
there's no way he's going to do it.
Ghostbusters.
No!
Wait. What's the one with Beethoven?
Your time's almost up.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's you.
Can I tell him what
you
I was
thinking of Charles Grodin? Are you sure?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she's in Forrest Gump. No, she had the great pleasure of, within a few years' time, getting to play Tom Hanks' husband and mother. Yeah. Only 2 years in between the two productions.
When she played his mother and his husband, that was wild.
That was a really, really weird one, because that one was called Not Without My Daughter. All right, so congratulations, David. You just did it. You won that game.
Dude! Woo!
And Frank, I should tell you that the first couple of games don't even matter. You know, it's nothing to get worked up about, because, David knows that all he won for winning that game is he gets to go first in our next game. And that is a game that I call Build a Title.
I love it.
We rarely play it these days because the guests don't understand it. We start with a title, Frank, of a movie.
And then each of my guests adds a title to that title that fits in, like has a word that it begins or ends with that fit in to make it a longer title, to build a title. If you can't think of one, I'll help you once. I'll be your lifeline once, because I'll probably be able to think of one. But if I can't think of one, then
I'll try to help too.
We're both fucked. Eddie, I'm going to strangle you. And then...
You do that, I'll falconer you.
All right, take back the strangling thing. But
take back the falconer.
Let's just cut Eddie's mic. All right, so then... And then it just goes down the line, and each of you has a lifeline in me once to try to keep this going, because this game kind of falls apart quickly, usually, is what happens. And since the holidays are approaching, I picked a holiday title that I think is easy to build on at both ends. It's a motion picture called Home for the Holidays. So we'll start with David, since you won that last game. Then we'll go to Dan, then we'll go to Frank. Just give Frank a chance to feel this out a little bit. What would you like to add to Home for the Holidays?
Home for the Holidays and Confused.
Ooh, I like it.
Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, there's so many movies with dazed. Dazed, the word dazed, you know, that's a nice twist, I guess. Dazed and Confused also makes it tough on that end, because there's not a lot of movies that begin with confused. I dare say there are none. Oh, but I figured out how you could work it. Mm-hmm. I got it. All right, but anyway, it's Dan's turn. What would you like to add, Dan?
Home for the Holidays and Confused. I will go with... Man, I was really hoping to go on the end of that last one. I guess I'll go... No Place Like Home for the Holidays?
Is a movie called No Place Like
Home? Yeah, I thought it was a movie that came out like in the late 80s. Normally this would be a bit, but I genuinely think that.
I believe you. I mean, it might have been like a, you know, made for TV thing. Lifetime.
Could have been a radio play.
Could have been, yeah. Could have been a lot of stuff. But
yeah.
But I'm gonna rule it out.
Okay. Doug, let's use you for a lifeline out the gate.
Oh, shit.
Let's do it.
Damn it. So soon. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with Gung Home
Love
for
it.
The Holidays and Confused.
Love it.
So now, Frank, you need a movie that ends with the word gung.
Doug, you might have just given me the win.
Or begins with Confused. Sorry about that.
Oh, I have one for you.
I also have one for you.
Yeah.
What? Oh, fucking A. Kung? Oh, wait, what? Wait, what's the first word?
Gung.
Gung? Oh, damn.
Right, but, you know... You can use parts of words.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, we should tell you that you could pick a movie that ends in the word gun.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because that would fit into gung. Gung.
Gun.
That's how we should all say gung-ho. Gun.
Oh, fuck.
Well, yeah, I thought I was helping, but... do you want to use me as your lifeline?
Please, dear God, yes.
Okay. I'm going to go on the other end. I'm going to go Gung Home for the Holidays and Confused Cars.
Ooh, used that's great. Cars. Yes.
Ah. Yes. Now you got to do something that begins with cars.
Car.
Or ends in gun or gung. But it's on David.
Oh, okay.
So Gung Home for the Holidays... Then Confused Cars 3.
I love it.
So easily could have gone Cars 2, but he... Yeah,
very easily could have gone.
He Cars 3'd it.
That's how David rolls.
Yeah, he keeps it interesting. He's a master. He's just been waiting for his moment. He's a trophy that's waiting to win. Yeah. Trophies have feelings too, you know. They don't want to end up on just any shelf.
Gung home for the holidays and confused Cars 3 ninjas.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Now we're talking.
I agree,
talking.
That deserves a smattering of applause.
All
That's
right.
perfect.
That's the perfect amount. You
I don't
really
know if
nailed
you guys
it.
Practiced. I don't know what you guys
that
do
was
in your
so
weekends,
good.
But that was perfect.
Yeah. All right. Gung. All right. What was it? Gung.
Gung ho.
Gung ho. Gung home for the holidays and confused Cars 3 ninja assassins.
Nice.
Oh, you sneaky boy. Assassins. What are you going to do with that, David?
That the S on the end of that really just fucks the whole thing, doesn't it?
It kind of does, yeah. I guess there's probably a movie that begins with sins.
That's, yeah.
I can't think of one that wouldn't be something that's like direct to Showtime.
Do those count?
I don't know.
No.
I've never figured that out.
All right, I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
Gung home for the holidays and confused Cars 3 ninjas, assassins of my father.
Ooh, the sins of my father. I like
good.
It.
That's where I would have gone too, David. Proud of you.
That is so good. And father, that's a real, he's really handing you a...
I know.
You can just take it right into the end zone.
Yep.
Let's hear it, Dan.
Okay. Gung home for the holidays and confused Cars 3 ninjas, assassins of my father of the bride.
Whoa.
Gung home for the holidays and confused Cars 3 ninjas, assassins of my father. Of the bridesmaids.
Yeah, playa.
Wow, and the S really kills you again there. On bridesmaids. I don't know if that would work for. Oh, maids might. I don't know.
So I'm gonna
said too much.
I'm gonna try something.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
Try it out, Doug.
The Naked Gung-Ho.
Ooh.
For the holidays and confused Cars
Damn.
3. What's after three? Three ninjas, assassins of my father's, of the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Right?
You did it.
Shit. I mean, if we're just trying stuff, can I try something too?
No, and I should say that Naked Gun probably has has several more words, like from the files of police squad or something
sure,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But, David's doing such a great job, and I love that this title is getting so long. So we're back to you, Dan.
I'm interested to see how you feel about this.
Ready? Okay. I might have to give you a gimme also.
Now and then Naked Gun. Ho.
Now for, and then Naked?
T-E-H-N, baby.
Yes.
Oh, you went after the. You're using the.
And into the end gives you then. Now and then, Naked Gung home for the holidays.
There's a movie called The Naked?
Now and then, player.
The Naked Now and Then?
Now and then, Naked.
Not later, later.
Yes.
No, I don't see it. Now and then.
All right, I'll respect the
controversy.
I respect
the
it.
The first sound of naked is nay. Where is nay coming from? Naked.
Now and then. Just the movie Now and Then. So I'm taking T-H-E from the, and then I'm grabbing the N from naked. So I'm going now and then Naked Gun.
Yeah, I still don't understand. I mean, you could say The Godfather Naked Gun the way you're doing it.
It's no, because he's using the in The Naked Gun. So it's the then, like he's putting that.
He kept saying, "I'm using the." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
So you're adding the when I ruled on accepting he didn't even give the full title.
Yes.
But also the and then. Like, also, I should have just immediately reacted to that stretch.
I guess it comes down to, are you looking at it on paper or are you hearing it phonetically?
Right. And this is a podcast people listen to.
Fair enough.
So that's the way I go with it.
Okay. So I go back to my earlier comment. I'm going to try something to which you said I have to give you a
I
gimme.
I do have to give you a gimme because you've earned it. But holy shit.
I know. It was a leap.
Now and then.
Some would say I didn't make it.
Okay. Now and then.
Yep.
Frank, did you figure anything out while you were listening to us go through that?
Yeah. Okay. So you accepted that?
I guess so. I told him before he even explained it to me that I needed to.
So I got
to
go off now?
Because David still got me as a lifeline. So you're both fucked.
This is true. The great thing is if David wins, you know you're going to cry.
Yeah. All right, what was the last word? Bridesmaids.
Maids. Right?
Oh, yeah. Bridesmaids.
Yeah, you did it.
AIDS.
Yeah.
You're not going to find that movie that starts with AIDS. Like three times. Like, I was like, maybe there's an AIDS movie. I was
AIDS,
like,
wait, no, that's the movie.
It's called Kids.
AIDS :
Oh, come on.
Okay. Damn. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah, it's tough.
Now. Fuck.
Don't worry about it. All right. You did great. There's still one more game. David?
I need my lifeline on this.
Okay. What do I got to do?
Now and then, yeah. Ends and now begins with maids.
Yeah, we might be dead.
If you really need to, it'll be a bit.
This might be a win for Frank.
Well,
wait. Who was the last one to give a good answer?
Dan.
Well, a good answer. David. A gimme. Oh,
me.
Dan had the gimme. That's for sure. Yeah, because I can't think of maids. Maids. I can't come up with maids. Anything.
What's that? The
Maid of Manhattan doesn't
maids.
Count because of the S.
The
S screws it up.
Maids in Manhattan.
Isn't that what's?
I know.
Isn't
right?
There like
a
life
a
is life is not? What's that?
Life force.
The freaking that one dumb T. Oh, it's life itself. Maids. Never mind.
Yeah, that's a tough
I have
one.
No idea.
And then a movie that ends in now. I guess there's a few, maybe some of those. Don't Look Now.
Now You See Me, Now You Don't. I don't know.
That doesn't end in now.
No,
but
it just starts.
But there's probably a few. But I'm going to go ahead and call this, and I'm going to give it to Dan Van Kirk. Yes.
Controversial.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I deserve it. I would not have done that if I thought it would have won it.
It doesn't. Don't worry about it, Dan.
Okay.
I can't believe I confidently whispered AIDS to myself three times.
Dude, I do it all the
like
time.
Like that was going to be like, oh, I got it, Rent.
That was the other. Yeah. You're good, too.
All right. Well, we're going to come back, and Dan's going to get to go first in our final game, which it's anybody's game. Anybody can win, and we're going to do that. After this break, we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back!
We're back!
That was fun. We not only gave away a bunch of OCB rolling papers, but we also came to the determination, David figured out that he could have used Sin City as a title there at the end of that, and could have kept going because City, of course, a lot of movies begin with City. But still, great job so far, David Sanborn.
Agreed.
What is it? What's the name of the other Sanborn?
It's David Sanborn.
You have the same name as that guy?
Yep. My dad thought it was funny.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit.
He thought it was funny, or he loves that guy?
Well, my mom always wanted David, and my dad thought it was funny, so he agreed.
Your dad did a bit with your name?
Yep.
It runs in the family.
You know what? And now you're here, motherfucker. Crushing.
I've been talking myself out of that, your first name being David. Every time I say it, I'm like, I think I just switched over to the famous David Sanborn. Yeah,
it's the
don't
same.
Don't realize it, but you're both David Sanborn.
Do you get weird social media follows?
No.
No.
It's like Office Space, the one guy's named Michael Bolton in Office Space. That's your life.
Yeah. I did have an IMDb at one point, and his was much higher than mine.
Oh, sure. But he's also now, like, people rarely bring him up to you, right? You have to run into some old asshole like me.
No.
Well.
but you know what I mean? He's aging out.
Yeah,
like, young people don't know who he is.
It's definitely an older generation.
Time for a new Sanborn, dog.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're the new David Sanborn.
Be the Sanborn you hope to
own
see in the world.
Man. Yeah, you be the new Sanborn.
Heck yeah.
They made a new Dune. They can have a new Sanborn.
Sanborn identity. That's
that I was on this. Yeah. And we'll see. You're going to make me cry.
Hilarious.
We'll try to set you off on the right path with a win today. I shouldn't say that. It's anybody's game.
It
Everybody's
is.
Everybody's got a chance.
I mean,
you know, we're not going to cheat, except for that last thing with Dan. Mm-hmm. But... It just means you get to go first in this next game, Dan, which isn't even necessarily the best position. I don't even know what's a good position because we're playing Last Person Standing.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that, of course, is the game where the pot has been growing. I wrote down pre-pandemic a name of an actress because I wanted to start playing this game with the actresses' names exclusively because people are more thrown by remembering movies that actresses were in. Mm-hmm. And I'm so high right now.
Nobody's guessed the name in your wallet?
Yeah. The edibles definitely kicked in for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the wallet. Yeah, yeah. The wallet. Wallet!
All right.
So, yeah. So there's a name in my wallet that if it matches, it's an actress, and no one's matched, so I keep every live show we do, I add $20 to the pot. So now the person's going to win $300 if they name the actress whose name's been in my wallet for a couple of years,
wow,
written down on a little piece of paper.
What's the pot's at? $300?
It's at $300. If we don't get it today...
No hint? Just out the gap?
It's just actress, but also if people have been listening to the show, they might have somewhat an idea because we've been doing this on all, like I said, all the live ones. So, and also Frank, once we get the name of an actress, then the three of you, because we're running out of time, are going to take turns naming movies that that actress was in. But if everybody's shaky on the first actress, I'll get more than one. That'll also give more chances to give the money away. So it might be multiple actresses that we end up playing with.
So you might get a super famous actress and then H. John Benjamin.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad that Frank did a little stretch there to get ready.
My hips are killing me from this drive from Los Angeles.
I thought you were really getting ready to compete, but getting up and really stretching everything out. Like, oh, I'm gonna give my all to this competition. All right. So, that being said, please raise your hand if you would like to suggest an actress that you think might be in my wallet. I like to work my way from the front to the back. Checkered shirt, got here before anybody else, I assume. Brought his checkered shirt, ran across that finish line, waved his own shirt around. What's your name, dude?
Carl.
Carl?
Yeah.
What's your suggestion, Carl?
Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball. Oh. Okay, first of all, fuck you, Carl.
Can we get the check for Carl? That'd be great.
No, I mean, she's, in the news lately because Nicole Kidman's going to do a movie where it's, hey, look, Lucille Ball's acting and looking a lot like Nicole Kidman. That's my prediction. That's why she's in the trailer so very slightly. But anyway, Carl, no. Could any of you even name one Lucille Ball movie? I can think of one. And I don't even know if I'd get the title right.
No.
Lucille Ball 2 and the Electric Boogaloo?
No. She was in a movie with her husband, Desi, called The Very Long Trailer?
Long Trailer.
God damn
also,
it.
Also, was she in the
film? See, I knew I'd get it wrong.
Was she in the film production of Auntie Mame?
Oh, maybe not.
I forget. Yeah, it was Angela Lansbury and, yeah, maybe she was in that. But anyway.
Wasn't she in a Jay-Z music video?
Well, I don't know, but also that wouldn't count. So anyway, so Lucille Ball's off the table. Let's get serious. It was a good guess in terms of, like, of course no one else has guessed that. But this is someone that's just very well known, very much working today actress that somehow has miraculously not gotten mentioned for all these many times. So the gentleman here on the end has been waiting patiently. What's your name?
Warren.
Yeah. What's your suggestion, Warren?
I'm gonna guess Dame Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench. Another tough one for all the fellas up here, I'm guessing. And also not in my wallet. This lady right here in the second row.
Emma Thompson.
What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa. And change your answer. I mean, change the name. Giving you another chance. Who else?
Emma Thompson.
I know, now you said it again. I'm trying to not say that one into the microphone. Trying to just dismiss it. If you have another one, try one more. Okay, that's way better.
Way better. That's a goddamn national treasure you said right there.
Yeah, so we got
Miss Witherspoon to you guys.
So we got Reese Witherspoon. That's a pretty damn good one, but sure. not in my wallet. And Emma Thompson's also a terrific name, but I want to get these guys some competitive possibilities here. And so let's try one more. The gentleman in the front row with the mask and the character on his shirt that's wearing a mask. Did you guys consult with each other before you left the house today? It's a Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy. What's his name?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, that's Edgar Allan Poe.
Apologies
to Edgar Allan Poe and all their near and dear to him. Oh, you thought it was Chaplin?
Yeah. It's hard to see with the
lights. Could be Hitler. It could be a lot of people.
It's Hitler? What the fuck's
that's
wrong
not
with
Hitler.
You, dude?
He's not wearing...
Yeah, people
not,
forget Hitler and Edgar Allan Poe. Homies.
Oh, my God. What's your name?
Gary.
Gary. Okay, Gary. What would you like to suggest? Oh, he thinks I might have left a hint on social media. I don't think I did, but, you know, the mind does things when you're up in the middle of the night doing dabs.
Doug, you've become, like, the game creator in Ready Player One. You're, like, leaving Easter eggs around for people to find. I love it.
I just want to fucking end this thing. Somebody's going to make some pretty decent dough. And, I'm not collecting interest on it. You know, I've had it.
That'd
I've
be
had
great.
The money in my wallet this whole time.
That would be great if whoever wins, it's technically a loan. And they have to pay you back over time.
No, it's $300. I'll count it out into your hand, just like
it's all ones.
Just like what's his name? Just
cool.
Like Chuck Woolery on Scrabble. every once in a while, somebody'd win $1,000 bonus and he'd go 100, 200, 300. What?
I don't know.
Then he did Love Connection and said, "We'll be back in 2 and 2." All right, Gary, who'd you say?
I haven't said.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm glad you have it. Oh, what's the hint? Because I said something about Glenn Close.
Yeah.
I said my hot take of the day the other day was that Glenn Close should have 3 Oscars. She has no Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
I think she should have at least 3. But anyway, great name, not in my wallet. We have to move on.
Okay.
We've got such a short amount of time to play this game.
Yes.
They got 2 packed houses coming in tonight to see Jeff Dye and potentially guest sets from Frank Castillo.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy.
David.
You really going to go up tonight, you think?
Sanborn.
No.
David Sanborn?
I think I got my one joke out for like a month.
You know what? Knowing yourself is a pretty strong fucking move, dude. Proud of you.
You should join an improv group, though, because that was... You came up with that joke situationally. You didn't come here with that joke. You, like, came up with it in the moment.
What if the whole time she's been writing jokes for him?
Oh, my God.
Then he's luckier than we even
let
thought.
Him be good at something. Give him one win. This could be it. The films of... I'm not going to play this time. I like to play usually, but we got 2 minutes. The films of Glenn Close and Reese Witherspoon... Starting with Dan, then Frank, then David.
Well, I mean, I have to.
Good luck to you all.
I have to, right?
Go.
To you, it's a show.
It.
Fear.
Okay, Fear, starring Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
Frank.
We'll do Reese Witherspoon, me, myself, and Irene.
What?
No, is that not who Reese Witherspoon
is? Don't come out of the gate wrong, buddy.
he knows the
we
time.
We need you to walk the line here.
Oh, fuck!
And say an actual...
I can't remember her face. Walk the line.
Walk the line. Okay, David.
Legally Blonde.
Yes.
Take that from me. Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes. Frank.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
She's out. I mean, he's out.
Legally Blonde 2.
There oh, fuck.
What's the rest of it? Red, White, and Blonde?
Red, White. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Election.
1 minute.
Shit. Home Again.
Oh, ooh. I was trying to think of that one the other day.
Oh, man. You know what? What would it mean to him versus what would it mean to me?
Don't run the clock.
I won't run the clock.
Come on. Okay. Glenn Close.
Oh, yeah. Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, there you go.
The Wife.
Oh, nice. She lost the Oscar for that one, too.
What the fuck is
that? Oh, yeah, right. What's that one where she's all like, hey!
I know, I love it. Let's go with...
You can do this, Dan.
You know what?
Just say it.
I can't.
Glenn Close or Reese Witherspoon.
I know. But
I know you can. I have one more if you want to, like...
David wants you to keep going. You can do it.
Reese, I love you so much.
He was like, I ain't taking the win like this.
Reese...
Oh, dang it. This means war. That's it. You lose. You lose. David Sanborn. I'm so excited.
Go, David.
I am so psyched that I get to put in the listing for this show that David Sanborn is a guest.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
I'm going to hashtag the shit out of it. I'm going to tag the real David Sanborn.
Whenever you bring up audience people, you should start saying, does anyone have a famous person's name? And they automatically get to join.
Oh, that would be a weird selection process. Because does anybody else here have a famous person's first and last name? Similarly?
No?
Okay. No? See, it's hard to find. Yeah. There's not a lot of David Sanborn types out there. There's not a lot of parents that are like, I'm going to give you a name you'll never live down. What's your middle name?
Donovan.
Donovan.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Jonathan or Donathan?
Donovan.
Donovan. Like, oh, Donovan. Like a singer.
I heard Donathan.
I did too, just to be fair. I was willing to
That'd
accept it.
That'd be really messed
I was not.
Yeah, but when he goes family name, you'll be like, okay, you got some old Irish in you. Like,
all right, like, so we got to wrap this up. Do you have any plugs, David? David's...
Your Sanborn. IMDb page?
Oh, yeah. Check out my IMDb page that hasn't been updated since 2013.
But what if somebody wants to follow you on the gram after this? Give it out.
I don't have one.
He doesn't have an Instagram.
I like this guy more every fucking minute.
I'm telling you, he's a perfect trophy husband. He's not out there.
No. He's not out here fucking around on the Explore page.
Right. He's not trying to tell everybody she took him to Tulum again. That's his business.
No. Yeah.
No. He's just got that Zanga blog.
He's not posting any thirst traps. But thank you, David, for being such a great guest. And you and Abby get to share the prizes. So congratulations on that. And
I put
them all back in the bag, but like you can do it.
And I got to do something. I mean,
yeah, I made a whole mess of the stage with all your prizes, but they'll be easy to scoop up and put in that beautiful bag. It's a really nice bag. You're going to fight over that. And I think the trophy's going to lose. What do you like to plug, Frank Castillo?
Just my Instagram, Frank Castillo on Instagram. I post stuff there.
All right. And Dan Van Kirk.
Yes. Couple things. Dumb People Town with the Sklar Brothers. Just Ooh. Three dumb news stories with great guests like Doug Benson. Pen Pals with me and Rory Scovel. We read your letters, and we have started having guests. So in the future,
I want to be on that.
Doug Benson will be on that as well. I've always wanted to say this on a show, and I've never gotten to until now. I have some TV and film stuff coming up that I don't get to talk about yet, but it's really cool. So look for that. And then I start my tour back up in March. Otherwise, I do digital shows that are just good vibes and good hangs. There's a couple people here tonight that come to those shows. You can ask them if you don't believe me. Everything is at danielvankirk.com.
That's a great, great, great piece of self-promotion. You said it all. All I have to add to that is that I'll be back at Helium in Portland, Oregon on Saturday, December 4th. Orlando Improv, December 14th, and the Miami Improv, December 18th. Those are all going to be Doug Loves Movies tapings. And I think we're good. We're 3 minutes and 50-some seconds over.
Not bad.
Thank you, American Comedy Company,
woo!
For letting me do this. Thank you to everyone who came out, whether you're from Lakeside or Santee or any other parts. Where are you from, David?
I'm from here in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for making the trip.
I live right up the street.
Appreciate you. One more time for David Sanborn, Frank Castillo, and Dan Van Kirk. And of course, Eddie the Eagle. As always, hey, this might be a good look for me.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.